This is a dictation from Mika Cooks, MICAHCOOKS, date of birth 6/3/95, date of accident 4/9/2022, and date of service is 7/24/2022. Mika Cooks is a victim of an automobile accident on 4/9/2022. And apparently, patient was injured in a car accident on 7/9/2022. She reportedly got hit from behind at 100 miles an hour. And then she hit another car in front. And then the car had a rollover four times, after which it went into loss of control to the side hill by the freeway. This has caused her severe headaches with various symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, and lack of focus, spots in the vision, as well as same symptoms in the neck, mid-back, lower back, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the pain in the right knee and the pain in the left hand and the right hand and wrist. All of these symptoms have been continuing, and patient has had physical therapy. The MRI, surprisingly, for the lower back, for LS spine, was completely normal. And the MRI for the cervical spine showed all arthritic changes, osteophyte complex, which is not related to the auto accident. The patient apparently survived a 100-mile trauma with all kind of rollovers, and it appeared that she may have had more injuries. So now the patient states that her pain in the upper back is 7. No pain in the neck and lower back is reported. She has a left middle finger which is achy. Other than that, no pain in the wrist, no pain in the shoulder, no pain in the knee is reported. ADLs are not gravely affected except for mood, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life. That is affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And in system review, in neurology, patients suffer from headaches, weakness, and loss of memory only. Denies dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, denies any seizures, blackouts, fainting, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and no confusion, disorientation, no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports a lower back pain, which is now minimal, shoulder pain, which is minimal. Knee pain, hip pain are also not there. There is no wrist pain or hand pain, and there is no stiffness. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, pain has remained the same. The patient further denies any issue with the medical history, surgical history, or any hospitalization or any other trauma. There's no pain medications are Tylenol with codeine, and the patient is provided is otherwise stable. Vital signs, physical exam, vital signs, the blood pressure is 134/91 and pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit, which is dated 6/21/2022, dictation number 0624-065. Please mention that the musculoskeletal examination, the spine range of motions are completely normal at the following rate. Let us do the musculoskeletal examination again. And in this, on inspection, there was a completely normal spine with normal curvature alignment, no scars. Palpation completely normal with no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, or pelvic iliac crest. issue. In the area of lumbar spine, there is no paravertebral muscle spasm or tenderness, no hypertonicity, and sacral iliac joints are not tender. The paraspinal muscles are not in spasm. In the range of motion, cervical spine has a completely normal range of motion, forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. And in the thoracolumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, and dissection test and Soto-Hall test are all negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test is negative, Bregar test negative, Kemp test negative, Babinski sign negative. Sacral iliac joint, both sacral iliac joints are non-tender. Standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, dissection test is negative, Faber test negative, Gonsalon test is negative, and Tenenberg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities is completely normal. Both the all the four extremities are completely warm to touch, well perfused with normal motor power and reflexes, and there are no observed tenderness, muscle contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or any varicose vein pedal edema. And range of motion for all the joints, including shoulder and knees, are normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length distance is noticed. Gait is normal. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue a course of physical therapy one last time for 3 times a week for traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise focusing on the neck and the lower back and on the left hand and wrist and possibly on the right sacral iliac joint, and she should be all set. She's released on light duty job for 7 hours, 7 days on 0 pound lifting with some intermittent rest. Medications are provided, which are the following. She will continue on Mobic 7.5 two times a day for anti-inflammatory, Xenoflex 60 tablets, 4 milligram twice a day for healing, Essifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief. She's provided with Furoset 60 tablets for headaches and Tylenol with codeine number 4, 30 tablets for pain. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time.